I love the...
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and the First Lady will have a formal dinner with Queen Elizabeth later at Buckingham Palace. Earlier, the president met with Prince Charles and his wife, Camilla, at their residence in central London. Tomorrow, he'll visit with soon-to-be-departing Prime Minister Theresa May. Missouri Governor Mike Parson touring flooded areas today in the northeast part of the state, where there have been around a dozen water rescues. Statewide, nearly 400 roads are closed now, including part of U.S. 136. A violent weekend in Chicago. Police say 52 people were shot, 10 of them fatally, in gun violence. In health news, U.S. drug regulators launching a project aimed at giving more cancer patients a chance to try treatments that are not yet on the market but have shown early promise in testing. On Wall Street, the Dow up 44 points. This is SRN News.
Partly cloudy and hot today. There's a 20% chance of rain, and our high will be 98 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain. The high tomorrow, 92 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy with the high of 92. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with the high of 93.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes here with Doug McCary on a Monday afternoon, blistering hot out in Jacksonville. But I do want to just mention our hearts go out to the families up in Virginia Beach, our good friends, our other station up there at 100.1 FM and 1010 AM. We are praying for you guys, praying for your city, praying for those who lost loved ones, praying for our country. Doug, as we...
And I still haven't read anything about motive, you know, anything. I mean, the shooter the guy who was the active shooter up there had really no beefs that they knew of. Mm-hmm. Had not, you know, he had resigned earlier that day.
Right.
But they've not released any kind of motive for what's going on. It's just tragic. Because when you don't know why, you know, I mean, at least if you know why, it helps to put pieces together.
Yeah.
It just seems so random, but it's just, again, the what I call the deadly snowball of sin. Yeah. Just the consequences of sin in the world. It's just really, really sad. And then I don't know if you saw about this husband and his girlfriend kill this wife, they think, up in Connecticut. This mom's been missing. And I think they arrested them just today or yesterday. So that's just sad when you see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, but the thing in Virginia Beach, they're going to be reeling from that for a while. But you know what's amazing to me, Brad, is it didn't get a lot of media attention. Did you notice that?
I know it. I mean,
that 12 people killed.
Right.
12 people. A guy walks into a place and shoots up 12 people, and you didn't hear much about it in the news. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that you didn't hear that much about it.
Well, not to mention there were 10 dead in Chicago.
Yeah.
52 shot as Second City sees most violent weekend of the year. I mean, just a weekend.
Yeah.
52 shot.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, man, when you stop and think about it. I don't know if you saw that over the weekend, one of the news stations had did a thing on Kenneth Copeland. Did you see that?
I did not.
They caught him. I don't know if it was it Current Affair? Let me look real quick because I just saw it. It was an interview where I was surprised he did it, but they were talking to him about some things that he said about why he didn't fly on an airline, why he had to have multiple jets, not one jet, not two jets, but three airplanes with two jets. He just bought Tyler Perry's jet, you know, from him. And when he was talking about it, they basically talked to him about, there were a couple of times he seemed to get agitated in the interview, but he went to the Old Testament, the Old Testament, you know, if you follow God, you're going to be blessed. And he talked about Abraham being blessed. And this reporter, whose grandparents were preachers, both her grandparents were preachers. And by the way, I don't know if you know, Kenneth Copeland's 82-year-old now. He's 82.
He's 82?
Yeah. But the question that she kept asking him was something he said one time when he said he didn't want to fly commercial with demons, you know, and she said, are you calling the people demons? She said, no,
wow.
But there's people on those planes who are influenced by demons was what he was saying. But,
he says getting in a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Yeah. He bought Copeland's, actor Tyler Perry, his Gulfstream jet, and he owns, he has two Citations. So that's three jet aircraft that he says he has to have to get from place to place because commercial doesn't work from him. And
well, it's estimated, based on websites, up to $12 million he probably paid or more for that plane.
Well, that's not that bad then when you consider Jesse Duplantis was wanting $54 million to buy one jet. So
exactly.
Maybe he's a good deal after all, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, this she asked him about the prosperity gospel. And, you know, it is a false gospel that basically says that if you follow Jesus, you're going to be wealthy and have health and everything, and none of his early followers experienced that. Peter, James, John,
no.
Paul, you look at Paul's life. Paul was beaten. He did not have, I mean, Paul was evidently a man. I mean, he was a very religious guy and part of the upper crust of the Jewish culture, and yet he was often hungry, went without clothes, and spent a day and the night in the deep, was beaten five times with 39 lashes, three times with rods. That doesn't sound very prosperous to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a Gulfstream 5 lifestyle.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just interesting to watch. It went on for, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the interview, and I was surprised that, anyway, hey, you know what? I think it's important because we get grief sometimes when we call people out to just do it. Hey, do you mind if I, hey, can we play some of this just at the beginning? Can you cue me up? I'm going to play this and let our listeners hear this because I think it'd be worthwhile to listen to it. Just listen. This is a reporter interviewing Kenneth Copeland.
Why you don't want to fly commercial? Why have
this
you
is
said
Kenneth
that
Copeland
you won't fly commercial? You
and
said that
Lisa
it's like
Guerrero
into a
of Inside
with
Edition.
A bunch of demons. Why do you think well, that?
No, listen to me just a second.
Of course.
Not the people. The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well, if you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listening to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah. Now, Thank you, Lord. Help me. Let me pray.
Let me just ask you a really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100, let's see, the latest figures just came out. 122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another example. Last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long ways. I had a week off, and I was scheduled for Peru. And I prayed about it, and I thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry. And I didn't pay anywhere. And Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, okay, all right, but I want to get to the demons because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. Okay. I love your eyes. And here's what happened. We flew in 21 days, 70 hours, 40,000 miles, touched five continents, and preached face to face personally with 125,000 people.
Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that? Yes. By that term, then. Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
Let me ask you.
Do you think that people that fly commercial are demons?
If you give me a chance to talk, sweetheart, I'll explain this to you. But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do with people. People, I love people. Jesus loves people. But people get pushed in alcohol. Do you think that's a good place for a preacher to be and prepare to go preach to a lot of people when somebody in there is dragging some woman down an aisle? It made me so mad to see that on television. I wanted to punch the guy out myself. I can't be doing that while I'm getting ready to preach.
So you just don't like to be around the sinful people or the hurtful people. Is that what you're saying?
Not the people, baby. Not the people. Back during the days that we couldn't do anything else, we had to travel commercial. When I went to Oral Roberts University, I flew for Oral Roberts. I'm a commercial pilot. So I spent a lot of time in airplanes.
You have how many planes?
We have the Gulfstream, and we still have our Citation 10. And then we have a little small airplane, but those are the two ones that we use, and we use them all the time. And other people use them, too. We have other ministries that use these. In the book of Ephesians, oh, God, I love this. We wrestle.
We're going to go ahead and break for that, Brad. I know you didn't see that, but there was something wrong about that interview. His answers didn't fly with me.
Well, there is no answer. Yeah. I mean, he couldn't give an answer.
Mm-mm.
And I think that's what's so unsettling. I think Billy Graham flew in a private jet.
A lot of people do. I mean, the struggle that I have more than anything is that I know he was caught off guard, but I didn't feel like his answers were very good to her. I didn't think it was a good witness at all.
It's a bad witness.
But we're going to come back from the break, and we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 1, the big picture of a father's love when we come back.
Hey, glad you joined us today. You want to call in?
844- talk about Kenneth.
Yeah, 777-7928. SWAT Radio.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
SWAT Radio is brought to you on the truth by Evolve Bank and Trust. Evolve offers investment services, trust and mortgage services, physician lending, and equipment finance. Through its affiliates, a network of bankers, trust officers, and mortgage advisors, they offer a wide array of loan products and services and are actively involved in the growth of the communities they serve. Evolve is a nationwide lender providing residential mortgage loans, including conventional, FHA, VA, home equity lines of credit, reverse mortgages, and USDA loans. More information is available by calling Michael Koopman with Evolve Bank and Trust at 727-415-2214. Their web address is www.clearwater.evolve.mortgage. Equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. SWAT Radio. Need to breathe. Hey, by the way, it was great. Had my son in on Friday.
I know. I listened to some of you guys, some of what y'all were talking about.
Enjoyed, actually. So I let him.
He has
tee
a good radio
the,
voice, too. Man. Does he?
Unlike his daddy.
Mm. It was good.
No, we had a good time together. You know, Doug, I was just was sitting here on the break asking you about, you know, as a guy in full-time ministry and decisions you make. God gave us all things to enjoy. I agree with that. But I think at some point, are we really counting the cost of what a G5 Gulfstream is? You know, it's kind of like, it's not just, let's just say on the low side, he spent $12 million for that plane. That Tyler Perry made it so cheap, he had to buy it.
Yeah.
Okay, he had to buy it. Have you ever had to buy something?
No, first of all, I'm going to tell you, as a pilot, operating a jet is costly.
Oh, absolutely.
First, you've got to have pilots that fly it that you pay on a payroll. Second, you've got to have the fuel, your own hangar, your own mechanics.
Well, how much do you think at G5 costs to run an hour?
Oh, my gosh.
$2,500?
Oh, at least. I mean, at least. I mean, I can't imagine it being less than that.
I mean,
you
got two pilots, fuel, insurance. Probably a steward, I would imagine. I mean, Kenneth isn't going to get up and get his own crackers, I doubt. So,
well, I think, the Gulfstreams are not, they're ain't cheap.
They're the best.
They're good jets. If you go, you can just do basic checks on them and, the typical cost for flying a Gulfstream for 200 hours a year, 200, mm-hmm. which is not a lot, is somewhere between $1.5 and $2.5 million.
Doesn't include the hangar.
Yeah.
That's flight time.
Yeah, that's it costs somewhere I don't know. It costs about $1.5 million for 200 miles, and double that if you go to
200 hours.
I mean, 200 hours. Yeah. So, that is pretty good amount of money, man. But the pilots, you got to, you know, that
right.
takes in their pilots and stuff. So the question is, there's lots of people that use private jets
sure.
for whatever reason, mm-hmm. they got to do it. But to have three is what I'm just like, do you really need three?
Well, a Citation 10, that is a nice aircraft.
That's a nice aircraft too. But you know, I was reading one article, and I can't remember who one of those prosperity preachers said that if Jesus were here today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. And I think they missed the whole point, because when he rode the donkey, he was fulfilling prophecy. But he was all about humility. He didn't come to wear a crown. He didn't come to wear the first time. The first time he came in humility. Hmm. And when you look at his life, he didn't stay in fancy hotels. He didn't stay. Now, listen.
Didn't have a place to lay his head.
Yeah. I mean, he was a humble man. And I just think that interview could have gone a lot different had there... I know he said early on, I was caught off guard. And that's true. He was. They walked up on him at the hangar, mm-hmm. and he wasn't expecting that. But you could tell by his interview, and he got agitated at one point when she kept asking about the demon question. He got really agitated at her. And, you know, I just think it wasn't honoring to the body of Christ mm-hmm. at all. And that's really what I call the I'm trying to think of the word that's a cartoon exaggeration. That's what most people see in Christianity when they see TV preachers, is they see that picture of somebody taking money from people. I mean, his net worth is $750 million, and she asked him about that later in the interview. I mean, about his extravagant living and all that stuff, and he said, well, we gave $25 million away. 25 million out of 750 million, a lot. I mean, so you know, I know he goes around the country and the world preaching. Unfortunately, if you've listened to some of his messages, they're not even biblical. They're very prosperity driven, which has to be to justify that lifestyle. And in a country like ours, I mean, we live in a country that wars against consumerism every day. I mean, within the church, I mean, one guy said it's the real religion of America to be able to buy whatever you want, whenever you want. And if you can't afford it, you just put it on a credit card. Mm-hmm. So you get it. And most of us, he says, we only measure how something makes us feel for the moment, not the long term,
yeah,
about
exactly.
anything. So when you think about that, what's his name? Al Mohler did a thing today, his briefing. He was talking about Judaism.
Yeah.
But there were some questions in there that I'd like us to think about before we go into this study on Ephesians 1. A father's blessing, because in Ephesians 1:3-14, I think Paul lays out, and one of the things I love about Paul's these short letters he writes is he always takes the first few chapters and he lays out who we are in Christ before he tells us what to do in Christ,
mm-hmm.
because he wants us to have the foundation of our identity being based in what we have already, instead of trying to earn something. And so he does that in Ephesians 1:3-14 by showing us this picture, I think, of all these blessings we get that we a lot of times think are for our benefit. Our benefit
right.
is secondary to who?
Mm-hmm.
His glory.
His glory, yep.
And in this passage in Ephesians 1:3-14, he lays out five things. That we have been blessed for his glory. We have been chosen for his glory. We've been adopted into his family for his glory. We are sustained for his glory, and we are ultimately sealed or marked for his glory. And we're going to read this passage and come back to it. But as we do it, I want you to think about these three questions that this rabbi asked, which I think are good for us to think about. How does a culture of narcissism, over-entitlement, and personalized individualism become a Christian community that's engaged? That's a really good question. He asked about it in terms of a Jewish community, but I'm just...
Present that question one more
time.
So
how does a culture of narcissism, over-entitlement, and, you know, this personal personalization, like everything's about me,
right,
become a Christian communal engagement where we engage with each other?
You mean you'd have to get into an airplane and engage with people on an airplane?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you right now, John MacArthur flies on a commercial airline.
Sure
he
does. Yeah.
And he does his sermon prep all the time on the plane. And believe it or not, people will look over and ask, what are you doing? And it gives you a witnessing opportunity.
Al Mohler travels like crazy.
And Ravi Zacharias. Yeah. I've seen them all in the airports. They all travel commercial air. And so this idea that you can't be disturbed while you're traveling on an airplane to prepare to preach is really an absurd
That's almost
answer.
To say God's not in control.
Yeah.
That person who may want to engage with you in conversation was ordained by God.
Do you remember the story I shared about being in India with Rich? And we were going, and I just wanted to veg. I did not want to engage with anybody, and I'm watching a movie, and God puts in a Hindu and a Muslim next to me, and I'm trying to watch this movie on my iPad instead of prepping for a sermon, by the way. I'm watching a movie, and they keep interrupting me, and I'm getting irritated till I get so convicted that God's telling me, hey, I've got two witnessing opportunities for you here.
Mm-hmm.
How would you miss out on those?
Yeah.
You know? So that the first question, how does a culture of narcissism, over-entitlement, and personalization become a Christian community that's engaged? Second, how can the iPhone generation find a rigorous exploration of Bible literature to be compelling and life-sustaining? Think about that. How can the iPhone generation be moved, in other words, to find biblical literature compelling and life-sustaining? Because this is where the iPhone is where they find their meaning.
Yeah.
Instead of the Bible.
Right.
All right. Third, how do we cultivate a sense of obligation, spiritual hunger in a generation that can log off or sign out in every other way in life? They just get off if they get tired of it, you know?
Mm.
They don't feel any compelling reason to want to know God, to want to know his word. And this is a real problem. So I thought this rabbi hit on some things that are good. And so as we come back and we get into this Ephesians passage, you know, the thing about Ephesians, if you go to Revelation, the church at Ephesus, remember what God said about them? They left what? Their first love.
Their first love, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're listening and maybe you're dry right now, you're struggling, I hope this passage will be encouraging to you as you think that he has blessed you, chosen you, adopted you, sustained you, and he's marked you for his glory. And so there's a lot of encouragement in that, Brad. And when we come back, we're going to jump into the text and really look at this first idea of being blessed for his glory. What does that mean to be blessed? We say that a lot. May God bless you.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord's blessings be on you. What does it really mean? We're going to look at that when we come back.
Hmm. I like the common ideas that it's all for his glory.
Yep.
And for our good and his glory. Well, good topic for this week. Again, Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 3 through 14. We'll come back and dig in. If you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Call us at 844-777-7928. That's 844-777-SWAT. If you have a question or a comment for Doug or myself, you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. ASK@swatradio.com. SWATradio.com. By the way, if you haven't downloaded the app, you can do that, and you can listen to past broadcasts there. You can also go to SWATradio.com and check it out there. Again, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SWAT Radio Talk. And we'll look forward to digging in here in a minute. Doug, glad you joined us, SWAT Radio.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Trump and First Lady Melania are scheduled to have a formal dinner with Queen Elizabeth later at Buckingham Palace. Earlier, the president met with Prince Charles and wife Camilla at their residence in central London. Tomorrow, he'll be visiting with soon-to-be-departing Prime Minister Theresa May. Congress returning from its Memorial Day break to continue talk among Democrats of impeachment. But Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says, not so fast.
Bob Mueller had 22 months, $30 million, 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas. If he could have established obstruction, he would have done it.
Jordan on ABC's This Week. Also at townhall.com, 10 people shot and killed over the weekend in Chicago. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says, the key to stopping the violence will be to start holding gun offenders accountable.
We know who a lot of these people are. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just a vicious cycle. So until we hold violent offenders accountable the way that they should be, we're going to continue to see this.
A total of 52 people were shot. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on one survivor's frightening story of the shootings Friday in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
A Virginia Beach City employee who survived the deadly shooting says he was face-to-face with the gunman during the rampage and yelled at him to stop. He says Dwayne Craddock turned toward him and looked straight at him, but didn't raise the gun or make any other gesture to indicate he had actually seen him. Craddock killed 12 people before dying in a gunfight with police. Still unknown? Why?
Correspondent Rita Foley with that report. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is off 70 points. The Nasdaq down 130. More on these stories at townhall.com.
No active accidents, but some big delays on the north side because of some roadway debris on the east beltway, 295 heading north at the exit at Alta Drive, blocking the left lane there. Be careful. Also, there's planned construction on Beach Boulevard heading west at Parental Home Road, blocking the left lane. That's slowing traffic down. Partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of scattered showers, high 91.
I was blind, now I'm seeing. In color, I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruined treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me. Oh, you are good to me.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here on this Monday afternoon. Can you believe it is June 3rd, Doug?
No. And, you know, one of the reasons, you know, Brad, we're transitioning over the summer because we're out of our SWAT meeting times. By the way,
I already miss them.
I know. You know? We're not meeting over the summer, except we are doing a summer SWAT day retreat. It's a day retreat in St. Augustine, August 3rd, from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. The cost is $65 before July 1st. After that, it goes up to $90. You are not going to want to miss it. We have a good friend of mine, John Mazel, is going to come and share. John is a former Marine captain, wounded in Vietnam, started East West Ministries. And when I was in the FBI, I got invited to go with John to Russia on a mission trip. Came back, resigned from the FBI, and joined East West with John, and he was a mentor to me. And I called him and asked him if he'd come. So he's going to come share with us on August 3rd, 8 to 8, two sessions in the morning. Then you can go shoot. We're going to do like a three-gun shoot, shotgun, pistols, and rifles. You can go golfing with Brad. I may be out there on the golf range too.
I was gonna say, you better be.
Yeah. You can, well, the fishing is full already. No more fishing spots. There's a couple of sailing spots left. And skydiving, there's about three or four skydiving spots left. And then you can just hang around St. Augustine. Then we come back for a meal at the end of the day. So would love for you to join us for that.
It is a great time. Definitely want to encourage you to take that day. Mark it on your calendar now and come join us.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day. It always is. And this year's theme is Ready for War, being watchful, alert, and ready. Ready for war. We're in a spiritual warfare. And, you know, Brad, a lot of times we forget about the spiritual realm. And when we think about blessings, like the place that the prosperity people go off track is when God talks about blessing us, the best blessing that you could ever have is to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That means mm-hmm. that whatever you need spiritually to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish, he's going to provide for you.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're going to have a jet in your hangar out at St. Augustine. It doesn't mean you're going to drive a Rolls Royce. It doesn't mean that you won't do those things, but to tell somebody, you just got to have faith in Christ and believe in him for your financial miracle is to put a false hope in something that Christ, listen, it's not that he can't do anything, but he did not come to die on the cross to make you financially wealthy on earth. He came to pay the penalty for our sins. Being financially wealthy is up to him whether he wants to use you in that capacity or
not.
That's right. And I didn't realize that early on in the Marine Corps. When I got in the Marine Corps, in fact, before we go into that, I do want to share about that, but I really would like for you to read the text in Ephesians because it's such a good text, starting in verse 3 of chapter 1, going all the way to 14.
Yeah, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory.
Three times in that passage, three times it talks about his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was preparing to teach that, these five elements of being blessed, chosen, adopted, sustained, and marked for his glory kind of jumped out of the text. But the three times that it says for his glory just reemphasized to me that the whole context of this is his glory. I mean, and I was just wondering, if you're listening today, thinking about your relationships at work, church, in the home, at school, if you're in school, wherever they are, do they reflect a life that gives glory to God for all the blessings he brings into your life? You know, I listened to that song that we had on the intro coming back in, Counting Every Blessing. Counting Every Blessing. I find that our culture reinforces in us this really negativity of complaining, almost a complaining spirit. I think of the children of Israel when they left out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness. Oh, man, I wish I was back in Egypt where I could have fish. Yeah, you had fish, but your backs were beaten by the taskmasters. Do you remember that? Mm. See, we tend to, when we look back, we tend to have fond memories sometimes of places where we shouldn't be until we remember back what they were really like. And a lot of times we don't count blessings for where God has brought us to because it's not like what we want. We have a plan that's different than God's plan. And, you know, Paul says that we should give thanks in all things. And I just wonder if you're listening today, do you tend to be more of a complainer than a person of gratitude? Because I know I can fall into that category. I can complain about stuff really quick. What about you, Brad?
Oh, man. I was just thinking about the fact that we tend to look at things that if it benefits us on this earth, then it's a blessing.
Yeah.
If it doesn't benefit us, it's a curse, you know, as opposed to, I think, of be anxious for nothing, but in everything, give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's a genuine struggle for us in the church, in America, probably worldwide. Although, you know, you visited many places where they're living on the streets and they have a far greater attitude of gratitude than we do.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, they do. Because they count, you know what? They just have a different perspective. And I think if you can live in light of your eternal security and a father's love, I mean, this is Father's Day month, right? We celebrate Father's Day in a couple of weeks. That's one of the reasons I picked this passage, because I was thinking in terms of a father's love. Some people listening may not have had a good relationship with their dad. But if you have a good grasp on how much your father loves you, your heavenly father, the Father God who created you, if you can live in light of that security, there's nothing better than that father's love if you know you have it. Mm. He's the greatest being in the universe. And if you can live in light of that fact and let that fact really resonate with you, then all the other stuff that you have to deal with really should not be that big a deal. Because if that father who loves you so much lets you go through something, it means he's deepening your trust and love in him.
Or he brings upon you discipline.
Well, yeah, but even if he allows suffering to come into your life, he's not going to do it unless he's going to use it in some way for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
That's why three times it says for his glory in here. And so when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how I missed that when I was growing up, and I was playing baseball and I got in the Marine Corps and I was thinking all this stuff was for me instead of thinking it was for his glory. And so I know we got to go to our last break, but just when we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to be blessed. That word blessed, for in all the spiritual realm, means It's a spiritual blessing. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the material blessing. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important clarification there. Yeah,
absolutely. Hey, once again, glad you joined us today. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 844-777-7928 or email us, ask@swatradio.com. If you got a comment or feedback, we'd love to hear from you that way. Talk to you soon.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
SWAT Radio is brought to you in part by Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. is a full-service sales door and window installation company. Both of the owners are licensed contractors and are involved in the daily operations of the company. All of their trucks are company-owned and fully equipped. Their mission is to provide Jacksonville and the surrounding area with door and window replacement services. To learn more, call 904-701-3667. That's 904-701-DOOR. Or online at www.acedoor.com.
Cross before me, the world behind. No turning back, raise the banner high. It's not for me, it's all for you. Let the heavens shake and split the sky. Let the people clap their hands and cry. It's not.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here on this Monday afternoon. That song, not to us, but to his glory. You know, Doug, this is such a great topic, I think, that we're going to jump into this week. Thinking about just, you know, this idea of a father's love. Just a couple of weeks ago, I shared with you, I was teaching out of Psalm 1, where it talks, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. You know, I really dug into that word blessed, you know, or blessed.
Baruch is the Old Testament word for it.
But it comes from the word known as happy.
Yeah.
I mean, yet to me, happy really doesn't give it the depth. I mean, in American culture, you know, you could say, hey, Brad, how are you? And I could say, man, I'm happy. But it's a whole different deal if I say I'm blessed.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like happy is circumstantial. You know, if my circumstances are all just the way I want them, I'm happy.
Well, the New Testament word is kind of a eulogo kind of is the Greek word, and it means this. It's a benefit that's has this implication of some kind of supernatural factor involved. So it's a benefit,
mm-hmm.
but. Notice what he says. He says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Everything we have, we've been blessed with. He's given us the resources. And Brad, when I was in the FBI, one time we were investigating this, we were investigating a particular local law enforcement agency around here that, and there was a story, or it wasn't a story, it was a case where there was a guy who passed away out west of here, maybe an hour outside of town. He lived in a trailer. And when they found, the local police went in there and found him. He died of starvation. But when they went into the trailer, they found the guy there. And there was over $170,000 in his trailer in cash, stuffed in different places. There was money everywhere. There was 50s, 100s, cash stuffed everywhere. But the guy had no food in his trailer. He was a hermit who had all the resources to buy everything he needed, but he didn't take advantage of it. And I think a lot of times that's the way we are as Christians. We have every spiritual blessing, everything we need to do what God wants us to do. But a lot of times we live like that hermit and we're starving because we don't take the resources that he's given us and use them. We take them and we try to use it for our glory that ends up, you know, when we do that, when we try to use what God has given us for his glory and we try to use it for ours, we're like the people who, remember when the people came back, the spies, and they said, hey, we can't go there. God rebukes them, says, now you're never going to go.
Right.
And they go, whoa, wait a minute. We were wrong. Let's go do that. Let's try to take the hill anyway.
Right.
Then they tried to go in their power, and it didn't work out too well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happens when you try to use his resources for your glory. He lets us fail. And what happens is, this is why we see a lot of ministry leaders fail. They start thinking that they have the power, the resources for themselves to do it. And no, and it's not about them. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God's glory. That's why I love that Chris Tomlin song so much. Not for us, but for your glory. Mm. He has blessed us. And you know, just to be candid, I didn't get that early on. And I was in the Marine Corps. And I thought it was all about me.
Yeah.
I mean, here I am flying a $30 million jet. I loved the plane I flew. It was an awesome aircraft, the Harrier. And I shouldn't have been flying it. There were so many things that should have kept me from flying it. But I kept getting through. And I kept thinking it was me. I kept thinking, oh, I'm a good student. I'm a good guy. You know, I've got these connections. I'm a good networker, whatever you want to call it. And so I started making really poor life choices because I think God says, okay, big boy, you think you can handle life on your own? You can do it for your glory. And he disciplined me, and he brought a 5-pound turkey buzzard through my windshield and got my attention. And I'm going to tell you that I didn't realize that, you know, the verses, there's a verse in John 5 and also in John 12 that Jesus rebukes the religious leaders because he said, you care more about what man thinks than what I think. And I found myself being that way.
Well, I think we all can be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are wrapped in flesh. We have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the boastful pride of life. I mean, there are things that our flesh just screams for. It's why Paul says, I've been crucified. I mean, we have to be crucified daily.
Yeah.
This isn't a one-time transaction. Yes, we're saved and we're sanctified, but we're being sanctified. So we're continually battling. And I think that the scripture that talks about we don't wage against flesh and blood. We wage against principalities. Things that we can't even see are at war within us. And I tell you, you know, I mean, you talk about, you know, not getting that when you were younger. Man, I didn't get it when I was older sometimes. I still struggle to get that. When I see things that are happening in my own life at times, I grumble and I complain as opposed to just taking a step back and realizing that, and we'll get to it obviously later in the week, is that we're marked. We're sealed.
We're sealed.
And that God has a purpose in everything that comes into our life, even if it's a five-pound turkey buzzard that comes through the windshield that most of the world would say, ooh, okay, it was tragic, obviously, but God had a purpose in it.
He did, and he got my attention and helped me to realize in that moment, and I'm going to share tomorrow, that I was chosen for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't chosen because I was the best. I wasn't chosen because I was the smartest. I was chosen because he loved me and decided to choose me. And, you know, I just wonder if anyone's listening and you struggle with thinking that you're actually bound or shackled by needing the approval of other people. Can I just take a moment right now to tell you, you don't have to be bound or shackled to needing the approval of other people. You need to live daily with the confidence that God the Father has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ, if you are in Christ. And you know, there's something key about that, Brad, that I think we need to live with confidence. If we don't live with confidence, what's attractive about somebody who's insecure? I mean, why would anybody want to follow a God whose followers are insecure? You remember Ezra back in the Old Testament when he was sitting there and I think it was Artaxerxes said, okay, you're free to go rebuild. And then he goes, I was too embarrassed to tell him we needed guards to go with us because we talked about how awesome God is. And so we sought the face of God. We sought to have God's protection. I think a lot of times as believers, we don't live like we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. We live like we're paupers or like we're beggars, and we almost like we're defeated because things are going bad around us, and we don't have to live that way. We can live in confidence. We don't need the approval of haters. We don't need the approval of people who are always critical. We don't need the approval of anybody except for God our Father. And he says, if you are in Christ, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. The question is, do we believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe it enough for it to impact our life?
Well, it's a great challenge, you know, because the reality is, as I mean, that text reminds me of what, I think it's 1 Peter, I can't remember, that we have all that we need for life and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have God's word, we have his spirit. And the fact of the matter is, you know, God is going to bring situations and circumstances and conflicts and struggles and health challenges and marriage challenges and raising a family challenges for a purpose. That purpose is that we would look more like his son. And I say it all the time, what is it that God is going to use in your life to bring about the image of his son? You know, it's going to be conflict. It's going to be struggle. It's going to be things that in the flesh we're going to recognize, man, this stinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not saying that you got to love the situation.
Right.
But we can live confidently even in the midst of those situations.
And the confidence is rooted in the fact that God is at work.
Yeah.
God has a purpose.
And he's unfolding his plan.
Yeah.
The passage you're talking about is 1 Peter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
I mean, that's just a great verse, isn't
that
it?
That is rich, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, I know you won't be here tomorrow and Wednesday, but we'll be back with David Gray. Thanks for just sharing the time today, brother.
Hey, good to be with you, brother. Glad you joined us here at SWAT Radio. Go to SWATradio.com. You can listen to past broadcasts there, and we'll see you tomorrow.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual...
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WAT.